Imagine a space for South Asian women where stories are not just told, but actually felt. This is Rue, Rising Over Obstacles and Healing, brought to you by Jyoti and Monica, two friends who set out to carve a little space and make a difference by sharing stories and fostering healing and strength within our community. We invite you to listen and reflect, finding your own path one story at a time. And just for sticking around, there's a golden biscuit at the end of each episode. Today's story is related to something we all experience as women, yet it's never discussed openly. You know, today we're going to change that. So let me tell you a story. I don't know if you've heard this one before, Monica. I've told you many, many stories, and this is one that I thought, you know, it's important. We need to discuss this story. So it begins with me. Here I am, 11 years old. Now, mind you, I came to this country, the US, at the age of 10. So I'm busy getting acclimated to this, you know, school that I was going to, that was a new school, right? The language, the culture, there was a lot on my plate. And the one experience that I have that sticks out is at my elementary school, we used to have, I guess you can call it an assembly. Once a month, we would all gather in the auditorium and we would watch a movie. And I still remember to this day, we're sitting there, we're watching The Lion King. And the movie was great, loved it, whatever I could understand of it at the time anyway, you know. But I get up and I realize that my seat that I was sitting on was all red.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I remember seeing red and not thinking that it came from me.
Okay, okay. And I'm assuming now as you're sharing this, you really didn't even know.
No,
what it was, right?
I didn't know what it was. And I think that I don't think I even thought to check my back.
Okay.
To think that this was, you know, I think I must have thought it was paint or something.
Okay.
I don't think I realized what it was. So here's this red seat. And then here's me walking home. I go home, I go into the bathroom. And that's when I thought, okay, I think I'm dying, because I go into the bathroom, I'm peeing, and all I see is red in the toilet bowl. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, something's happening to me.
Yeah.
What is this? Why am I bleeding profusely? And I was in a state of shock, and I must have been in the bathroom for a good 30, 40 minutes, maybe even longer. I just know it was a very long time, and I'm crying, tears are coming out. I don't know what to say. And my mom finally comes to check on me. And she's like, you've been in there a long time. Like, what's going on? And then, you know, I tell her, I'm like, I think I'm dying.
Oh, no.
I think something, you know, I just always growing up, like you see a lot of blood.
Yeah.
You think something has happened and you think like this person is going to either require surgery or they're, you know, like you always think dire circumstances, right? Like you think it's a dire situation. And for me, I just thought immediately I'm going to die. This is it. I've had a great 11 years.
Here you are reflecting back on your wonderful 11 years you got to experience on this earth.
Yeah, I got to come to America. Isn't that the dream for everyone? You know? And I'm like, so I tell my mom that there's a lot of blood coming out and, you know, I think I'm going to die. And she goes, oh gosh. She's like, this is something that's normal. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, okay, so I didn't realize it was going to happen so soon. But this is something that women get once a month and it's normal and there's nothing wrong with you. So she then, I guess, proceeded to give me pads and told me what to do. And I was still all shaken up.
Yeah, here you are, you know, reflecting already, your life's rewinding in your head, your 11 years. And she just, I mean, I'm assuming it was in a calm tone, the way you're saying it, it was
Yeah, like she so she wasn't worked up about it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So immediately because she was calm, I knew to calm down.
Okay.
Like I knew, this is not serious because she's not reacting in a way that like I was or that I thought she would, right? So, yeah, so that was okay. But it was, I don't want to say the judgment. It was almost like, and it wasn't even her. I recall she had a friend visiting her at the time. And when her friend, you know, through all the commotion and everything that's going on, she finds out what's happened. And I will never forget the remarks. It was like, "Hi, eni chetti enu periodage?" And it was, you know, followed by, "Well, in America, it's all these thoughts, it's all this exposure to like the Western culture, and that's why these girls are getting their period at such a young age." So immediately it was something that I knew to be ashamed of.
Yeah. So you're already terrified.
Yeah.
Worried, uneducated.
Uneducated
because you don't
completely.
Know what's about this topic, right? And you're still only given a thought of, here you go. It just happens once a month. You're going to put on a pad and that's it. No actual scientific reasoning. What's going on in your body? The purpose of this or anything.
No.
I can also understand it's a lot to tell, you know. So you weren't ever educated before. You didn't know what a period was. The way you're reacting. I can tell.
Yeah.
And then so you go through all these, this wave of emotions.
Yeah. Well, right? I mean, first I watch Lion King.
Yeah. Mufasa's dead. He's gone. Poor Simba's out there trying to figure out life. And then
I see this. And then I, you know, have that unpleasant like situation where I see the red and I don't even, this is how oblivious I was that I didn't even put it together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now when I think back, I'm like, I was walking around. Yeah. Thankfully, the assembly was like, I think it was like the last thing.
See, I was going to ask you, like, do you recall or remember a teacher, student coming up to you, anything, nothing like that?
Nothing like that.
Okay.
And but I think it was the end of the school day. So after that, we just got to go home.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's when I realized once I was in the bathroom that, the red was actually blood and it's coming from me.
Yeah.
So I'm freaked out. I find out it's a normal thing. And then immediately it's, I'm being made to feel ashamed because it's somehow my fault that I got this at such a young age because the friend who mentioned this, she was saying, "Oh, we didn't used to get this until we were like 16.
Yet they were having kids at 14.
Explain that. Yeah. Explain that to me now, right? So it was like, oh, yeah, by the age of, you know, 15, 16 is when we would get our period.
You're not the only one who's heard that. I've heard that. Mind you, I know my mom was quite open with it because, you know, she had a lot of family that had already settled to Canada and they had their children. So they knew how to go about it. And they would tell her, you know, start educating her before this comes along. However, she did always make it a point to say, "We always got it much later than you girls get it now." Do not believe that. Maybe a year or two, you know, of course, studies even show now children are getting it earlier, but that's not due to exposure to culture, thoughts, you know, anything like that.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, I was looking it up and there is no known biological mechanism by which your thoughts or exposure to the Western culture can lead to you getting your period.
Yeah.
There's no correlation, you know? And so this stigma that we have, I know it's in a lot of South Asian cultures where they just say it's because of your thoughts that you're having or what, you know, like we said, what you're exposed to. This is what's leading to an early menstruation for girls, right? You know, what actually does lead to, I think, because we all know it's hormonal.
Yes.
And what actually leads to girls getting their period at a younger age is all the hormones we're exposed to.
Yeah, the food, you know.
Milk.
The number one thing is milk, right?
Yeah.
It can even be products like lotions, shampoos, anything you place on your body, things we probably breathe in, we don't know about, like fragrances.
Yeah.
The home scents, I'm losing my thought, but you know, like those plugins
that
we place.
Yeah.
All these things that you're exposed to, chemicals.
Yeah.
yeah. are causing our bodies to react.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, the age is probably getting younger, but mm-hmm. by no means is it our fault.
Yes.
You know, that's, I think, first and foremost, mm-hmm. is that girls should know it's not your fault.
Yes.
This is a natural part of womanhood, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
It's, you know, it's a, I guess you can call it a rite of passage or whatever.
Rite of passage.
It is.
It's nature. Do you want to hear something funny? So obviously I'm born and raised here. You know, I didn't realize for the longest that female animals also menstruate.
Really?
Yeah. Because I can't recall the exact story. I don't know if it was because like someone was saying they had a female dog or like an animal. I don't remember what it was. My mom's like, oh yeah, you know, they do too. And I'm like, wait, what? She's like, you don't know that? I'm like, no. She's like, well, obviously, you know, they have kids. And here I am trying to put the two and two together. And I remember I was fairly, you know, on the not older side, I was probably 18 or 19 or so, right?
Yeah.
But it's just, that's the thing, right? Like the lack of education, the lack of speaking about it. But it's also, how natural is it? It's
yeah.
just a God-made thing
it is.
That happens.
Exactly. And what is the result of it happening? You're bringing life.
Yeah.
Into this world.
Yeah.
Right? So that to me is mm-hmm. something to be celebrated.
Yes.
Right? It's not something that you talk in hushed tones mm-hmm. about. It's not something that you feel ashamed of.
No.
This is something that should be a very normal conversation mm-hmm. that you can have.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many restrictions. Some cultures, mm-hmm. you can't go into your place of worship.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that as I went into middle school, my friends saying, oh, well, you know, I can't go to the temple today or to the mosque or anywhere else. And later on, even in my life, I heard a close family member saying she couldn't do service at our gurdwara for yeah. the langar because she's like, well, I'm on my period. And I was like, how does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's just, the thing is, you have to think of when these quote unquote rules were probably made mm-hmm. at a time when there were no sanitary napkins,
yeah.
no pads, where physical labor was a lot for women.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they were actually going into fields, farming, they were washing their clothes by hand, going out to rivers.
Yeah.
It was very daunting of yeah, tasks for the
no
real
dishwasher.
Life. There's no dishwasher.
There's no, yeah. you know, washing machine to do your
no.
laundry.
So women were actually allowed to take a step back, relax those few days, retain their energy, because mm-hmm. it's a very stressful thing
yeah.
for your body to go through every month. You're losing a lot of blood. South Asian women, you know, we're anemic most
yeah,
of the time.
Most, yeah, that's true.
Right?
That is
so,
true. So that, it was more of like for health reasons.
For health reasons, to help us, to take care of us. But I honestly feel society twisted it around
yeah.
to not let women feel empowered,
mm-hmm.
to force us to take a seat back in things.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow make it seem dirty.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I don't understand
no.
is that somehow, like, the reasoning, and I love how you explained mm-hmm. it, because I think until now that you mentioned this, mm-hmm. I didn't even realize
yeah.
that that was probably the reason
mm-hmm.
that women were told to sort of step back and maybe not do some of the things they normally do
right.
because they had to conserve their energy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and it gave them a period of rest.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
But then somewhere along the lines,
mm-hmm.
you have people turning it into more of, oh, it's dirt.
Yeah.
You're not clean.
No.
So you're not pure.
Mm-hmm.
That's another, you know.
That's a word you hear a lot, right?
Yeah.
Impure and.
And, you know, I was thinking about this
mm-hmm.
and I actually, it's funny where your mind goes off to sometimes, but I had read this also that, you know, a lot of people consider you getting your period as something that's impure.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, my mind is thinking, okay, well, if you don't get your period, that means you're pregnant, you're knocked up. Right? So then you getting your period on a regular basis, it should actually be a sign of purity, no?
See how right you are?
You know, like,
yeah. So you just can't let women live, can you, right?
No.
We get it. You're not pure. You don't get it. You're still not pure.
Yeah. Exactly. So tell me your story, right? So you obviously just heard what happened to me.
Yeah.
And mind you now, like, by the time my sister had her period, I was still young.
Yeah.
So I didn't even have it in me to explain it to her either.
Okay.
But I mean, it was enough that, like, I think I mentioned a few things that she kind of knew.
Okay. Beforehand.
Beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she probably saw that I was, that I had pads and whatnot. Right. So she had some exposure where she didn't think she was dying.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that there was a little bit of change from when I got it to when she got it. But, you know, I think this, I'm just curious. I want to know, like, because you're born and raised here. Or in Canada, rather.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was it like for you?
So I want to say for me, there's one thing. I think I was exposed early just slightly because at that time, I know now kids don't really watch television with commercials. So I used to see the products on the commercial and you kind of a little bit get a hint of it. There were a few girls in my elementary school when I was just in fourth grade. I believe they were in fifth. They got it and then rumors started. So then our teacher explained to us what was happening.
Okay.
And again, my mom probably decided when I was 10 or 11, I think, to bring up the topic. And she would explain to me what was going to happen. And, you know, very thoroughly, like everything, like, you know, you have an egg and, you know, this is what happens. Like, she had me pretty much a very well informed, as much as she wanted me as an 11-year-old or so. But even with all this information, I still remember I was 12 and a half. It was summer. I was at my grandma's house and I'm using the bathroom and I'm like, oops. And I'm like, no, it's just a nope.
Yeah.
And then again, I'm like, okay. You know, I just kept sitting there and hoping it wasn't it, but it was. And like you, I spent an hour. But for some reason, I guess my grandma and my aunt, they were oblivious. They didn't realize it. Then I finally went and told them. And I was thankful enough that they weren't, you know, like, hi, you know, this is your fault. But again, they were like, oh, okay. Like, I guess that's slight. Because that innocence kind of goes away, right? Like that freedom
that
of just like being able to just be yourself and all that. That was all fine. I don't think I was, there was no disappointment. I didn't feel ashamed. But I do definitely remember the next day just kind of laying in bed, not being able to do anything. It was very painful. But the one thing I remember my mom had said was, don't tell anyone you got it. So here's a woman who's very open with everything, but at the same time, oh, don't let anyone know that you've gotten your period.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Okay. So that stuck with me for a while.
Yeah.
That you're not supposed to share these things. So again, that negative connotation was still there.
Yeah.
Probably not just about me getting it, but just that no one should know about it. This should be a secret.
Okay. Yeah. Like it's something that you
keep in private.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not shared about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting because it's such a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
Right? It's something we get once a month. And I think it would do well to educate those, you know, not necessarily, obviously, as women, we know.
Yeah.
But even our family members, our male family members should know exactly what happens when we go through this.
Yeah.
So they understand it. Right. Because it's so easy to just be like, oh, is it that time of the month for you?
Yeah. Those comments. Right.
I mean, how, you know, those comments sometimes really, really just like piss me off because, you know, I want to say, how would you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going through this.
No, no.
Right? But, you know, also, I think we should, like, I have two boys.
Yeah.
I want to tell them. I want them to know at an age-appropriate time, right?
Yeah.
I want them to know what it is that women go through. And I want them to be mindful.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they should know that it's not something that you make fun of.
No.
Because I'm sure in middle school, they're going to encounter girls who will be getting their period or maybe even elementary nowadays, I guess.
Yeah, you never know, right? You might see girls. I remember hiding my sanitary napkins within a purse or, you know, a little pocket or taking it into the bathroom from underneath my sweatshirt, anything like that in your pockets, right? Because it just wasn't to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny you say that because I feel like I still do that at times.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm going to make it a point not to do that because why am I ashamed of it?
Yeah.
right? Like, and that's where we need to get to. Mm-hmm. When we make it into something that needs to be kept secret, we actually don't realize the ramifications of it, right?
Like you're saying, right? Like, you want to teach your boys about periods and what girls go through, because if you talk about something, you normalize it, it's not a big deal.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It shouldn't be. Yes, you know, it's great, it's nature, it's natural, but it shouldn't be something that is just looked upon. I feel like in our Indian culture, we sexualize everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I don't like. Yeah. And it's always because it's hush-hush. Yeah. Don't speak about it. Don't talk about it. And that's what leads to all this curiosity, mm-hmm. and these comments that are not based on any kind of educational fact.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, another thing. So I told you that I want to talk to my boys and I want them to know what a period is and whatnot, have enough knowledge, right? But another thing that I do, because I want to do my part, yeah. I want this to be normal. So the other thing I do is I sometimes make my husband go and get my pads.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know. I just, the first mm-hmm. time I asked, it was a little weird.
Yeah.
But then, and he kind of looked at me like, uh-huh. you want me to go and get what?
Yeah.
But now he knows the specific brand, uh-huh. the type, and the size.
Yeah.
And I think all men should.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I buy my husband's undergarments, so yeah. why can't he exactly. buy me,
exactly.
know what I need?
Yeah, so yeah. It could start out with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think like when my boys are old mm-hmm. enough and they're running these errands and whatnot, yeah. I might tell them to go get it too.
Yeah.
Like, why is it such a secret thing, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, while they're out there getting it, I'm sure other people will see and it'll help normalize it.
Exactly. And that's what it is. Normalize yeah. men buying these products.
Yeah.
I think there was a movie that I had seen. It was Rocky.
Rocky
or Rani ki Prem Kahani, uh-huh. I think it
yes.
was. And in that movie, I absolutely loved what this woman had to say. And this was, I forget, okay, Rani is Alia Bhatt, right? Mm-hmm. Rani and Rocky, they're from different cultures. He's Punjabi and she's, I think, South Indian. I forget.
Yeah.
Not relevant here.
Right.
But anyway, because they're from such different cultures, in order to get married, I think they decide to swap and for him to go live with her family and for her to go live with his family. And her family was very much open about everything. Mm-hmm. And I still remember there's this one scene where he's trying to earn brownie points with the mom. And she's like, well, we're going to go run errands and we're going to go get bras. And he's like, you want me to come with you?
Yeah.
I think that's how, I think that's
something.
That's how, somehow, you know, it was along these lines, mm-hmm. right? And he was just so traumatized by it.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like, wait, what? And she's like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a garment.
Yeah.
Why are you, you know, like she didn't say it outright, mm-hmm. but I'm sure I think what she was thinking is, why are you sexualizing this?
Yeah.
Like you said, mm-hmm. you go buy your husband's underwear.
Yeah.
I buy mine, my husband's too, you know, you know, why can't they go buy our undergarments
yeah.
or these type of mm-hmm. products?
Yeah.
Right.
And again, they're called sanitary products, right?
Yeah.
It's not something that is used for anything else.
Exactly.
That it should be considered bad or, you know, like you said, sexualized or whatever it is. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, we all have to do our part.
Yeah.
I think in little ways. Mm-hmm. That's what this whole podcast is about. It's, you know, your day-to-day little things that you can do to empower one another and to make a change. So actually what I want to know, Monica, is obviously I told you what I'm going to do with the boys. I don't have girls, but you have a girl. What is it that you're going to do differently?
I definitely think, I know she's still young, but I'm going to try to start the conversation when I feel it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get my husband involved a little bit too. I'm not right away,
yeah.
but I'm going to make sure he's educated too, because I'm not always going to be there.
Yeah.
So I want her to feel comfortable enough that she can go to dad.
Yeah.
If
that's
it
a good
ever
point.
Comes along mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm not there. And yeah, I think there was a time you had mentioned to me how, I think it was one of your friends or your sister-in-law who had a little starter pack.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I never had that, even though my mom had given me the talk. But, you know, I still think the first day I probably didn't know how to use a pad. Right.
Yeah.
So, of course, she taught me to do all that. But it'd be nice to have like an extra pair of undergarments with you.
Yeah.
A pad, because, you know, it's not always you. It could be a friend.
Yeah.
Someone else at the school. And you want them to make sure that they have clean products to use.
Yeah.
And to normalize that conversation. Even my son, who's a bit older than my daughter, I would like for him to know when he's ready at the age, if he ever sees a friend of his, female, or just a student walking by, if there's any kind of stain on her pants, or if she looks frazzled, if she doesn't know what to do, just cover up for her. Let her know, hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, here's a jacket. You know, from my shoulders, or, you know, don't worry, you know, I can help you. Do you need me to go tell someone, talk to someone? Because as a girl, you don't want to feel ashamed or shy or made fun of.
Exactly.
It's such a tender age.
It is. It
is. You're going through so many things and then this happens. And it's, we're saying South Asian culture, but it's even in the American culture.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So hopefully we start at home by normalizing the conversation.
Yeah. No, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that you want your son to be mindful of this.
Yeah.
And I would do the same with my sons. Mm-hmm. You know, I would want them to know what it is. And if they do see a girl who needs help, to be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
The story about my sister-in-law, which I thought was great. So it hasn't always been all women that just, you know, stigmatized or didn't prepare their daughters. In my sister-in-law's case, it was her aunt, actually, who's a doctor. She actually told her when she was a certain age, she took her aside and she said, listen, your body's going to go through some changes. This is something that's going to happen to you. It's very normal. And I want you to be prepared. And so she gave her this little pink bag.
How cute.
And, yeah. And she put pads in it. And my mom-in-law tells this story. She's like, for a year, for a whole year, she, wherever she would go, she'd have this little pink bag with her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, she didn't need to use it till like a year later, but she was prepared.
Yeah.
And what a different experience for her to know that this is normal. She's not dying.
She's,
you know, this is something that happens and what to do.
Yeah.
Right? And that's something I'd like all of us to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have daughters and they're at that age where they're going to get their period, even if they're 10 years old at this point, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Right? 9 and a half, 10 years old. Get the conversation started. Like you said, make the little starter packs, right? And just give them to them.
Yeah.
And I really like what you said about it may not even be you who needs it.
Yeah.
It could be your friend.
Right.
And you could be that person to be there to guide this friend and to have the necessary products that you need.
Right. Because it happens to half the population.
Yeah.
So,
like we said, exactly. Yeah. This is something that we rarely talk about, but it happens to all women.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we need to just make it a normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, I'd love to hear, you know, I'm so curious knowing what everyone's story is, how they got their first period and, you know, what they felt and what the reaction was from family. We'd love to hear from you. So send us an email at roohdaraz@gmail.com, roohdaraz@gmail.com, or leave a comment on Instagram or Facebook and share your story. Talk about it. Let's be open about this and let's get the conversation started. Hashtag my first period. My Raz that's no longer a Raz. On that note, I would say the golden biscuit for today is really normalizing conversation about menstruation. And let's prepare those packs, the starter packs, for all the girls in our lives so that they're prepared when that time comes. And let's make it a celebration, because it is. Thank you for listening to Roo. We appreciate you joining us as we cultivate a community of strong, empowered women, one story at a time. If you or someone you know has a story you'd like to share, please contact us at roohdaraz@gmail.com. That's roohdaraaz@gmail.com. Also, do us a favor and please share this podcast with your sisters, your mom, your friends, aunties, your eyebrow lady, like any lady you know. You know, you get the idea. Till next time, kush raho, be well.